Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Lamed Daled. Baba Basra 134a. Pagination is 267. We'll start on the bottom of the facing page, about five lines up. Tafresh Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt. Our Mishnah on the top of this page was talking about Avurei Achasanta transferring assets at the time of inheritance to other people. And in general, we said, Ein ruach hachamim nochehemenu. Chazal are not pleased when a person purposely avoids allowing the natural heir from inheriting. We had a consideration regarding the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that if the children are not acting properly, Zachur Latov, maybe it's a good thing. And we commented that even then, there is dissent. And the way we paskin is Afilo Mibra Bisha Levra Tova. Even from a bad son, we do not purposely withhold the inheritance. The way we understand it is, you're allowed to give to other people as long as you leave some inheritance for the children. And when you're giving to the other people or causes tzedakas, it's because you want to, not because you somehow are upset with the way Hashem runs his world and is allowing the not good son to gain an inheritance. You're doing it because you want the merit, or because you want to show hakaras hatov, thankfulness, or because you want to provide for somebody, but not because you're upset with Yerusha, because if so, it would work, but it's Ein Ruach HaChamim No Chehemenu. Chazal would endorse it, really not, and if so, very reluctantly. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. There was a person, his children were not acting properly. He wrote his property to Yonasan ben Uziel, who, although we don't typically find him in the Mishnayos, he has the status of a Tana. Ma also Yonasan ben Uziel. What did Yonasan ben Uziel do? Mochar shlish. He sold a third of the property, and that's what he's going to keep for himself. V'hikdish shlish, and he granted one third to the Beis Hamikdash, presumably as a merit for the deceased. V'hichzir levanav shlish, and he returned to the children one third. The Gemara continues debating what he did, but just from what he did, we can perhaps have a bit of a paradigm of dividing property on a practical level in the eyes of Yonasan ben Uziel. You leave some for the children, you do tzedakah, and if you have other people, a person of note, a person of merit, that you would like to grant Yerusha to, so that also is a valid disbursement. Once we're on the topic of Yonasan ben Uziel, let's continue on today's daf, about eight lines up from the wide, at the end of the line where the two dots are, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Shimonim Talmidim Hayilo Lehillel HaZaken. Hillel had 80 students. Shloshameyam ru'uyim shetishra alayam shchina kimoshe. 30 were worthy that the shchina should rest on them like Moshe Rabbeinu, but they weren't in the right generation, so it didn't happen. Shloshameyam ru'uyim shetamud lehem chama ki Yehoshua ben Nun. 30 were worthy of the sun stopping like it did for Yehoshua. Esrim beinoniyim. And there were 20 that were in between. They weren't excessively great, but they were great. Gadol Shabakulan, the greatest of his students, is Yonasan ben Uziel. Yonasan ben Uziel, who we just mentioned, and is also the author of Targum, as we know it, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Katan Shebekulan, the least of them, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was the great leader who did the transition from the time of the Beis HaMikdash to the time that ensued afterwards. He's the one who asked Yavne v'chachomeha that the Sanhedrin should be able to continue and that Torah should continue even if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Amru alav al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, just to get a picture of the least of Hillel's students, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shlo eniach mikra u'mishna, he did not leave anything over from Torah that he didn't know, not in the psukim, not in the Mishnayis, Gemara, the logic, halachas, the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, any traditions, agados, any midrashim on the psukim, diktukei Torah v'diktukei sofrim, the details, including the drabanons, v'kalim v'chamurim, any kal v'chomer, any logic, u'gezeres shavos, any comparisons, tekufos, astronomy, v'gematriyaos, and any hidden things in Torah where the word is written in a code, and you have to know the word gematria means numerical code, but the other codes that, for example, Rashbam mentions is anacronyms, where a certain number of Rashi Tevos, the first letter of each word, are compressed into a word, and that's the word that we see, like the word Anochi, Rashi says, for example. U'mishalos kovsim, u'mishalos shu'alim, the different stories that were meant to illustrate a point, and those parables he was fluent in, sichas shedim, v'sichas dikolim, v'sichas malachei hashares, as well as the language that would be needed, all the wisdom that would be needed, for example, to write a kamiya, an amulet, v'davar gadol, v'davar katan, davar gadol ma'aseh merkava, something big, like the chariot of Hashem, the way Hashem is described in physical terms, by Yechezkel, v'davar katan, havayis da'abaya v'rava, and small things, so to speak, are the conversations of Abaya and Rava trying to clarify the nuances of the different memras that existed, different statements that existed. L'kayim ha-shanemar, this was the fulfillment of L'hanchil o'aveh yesh ve'otzeroseyam amalei, that Hashem promises great reward for Talmidei Chachamim. Their storehouses are full of Torah, and they deserve that reward. You just described the least of them. You could only have an imagination of what the greatest must have been. Indeed, Amru Alav, they said, Al Yonasan ben Uziel, when this greatest student of Hillel was toiling in Torah, a bird flying over him would get burnt from the intensity of his Torah, like by Sinai, that there's a fire. That's how great Yonasan ben Uziel was. Presumably, a good part of this is an allegory. You have to know his greatness. His greatness is not burning birds. What is his greatness? What does it mean to bring a fire as the time of Sinai, that he was able to recreate Maimed Har Sinai through his learning? There is a cute quip that they say that there are two ways to study Talmud. One is the emotional way and one is the legal way. People are dominant in each. The emotional Talmud perspective would say a bird flies over him and gets burnt. Wow. The legal perspective in Talmud would hear that a bird flies over him and gets burnt and would ask, Chayev or Potter, is he obligated to pay for the bird or not? One observation that I'd like to make is that we're being told that Hillel had many students. You have to have many students. Eni yodeya eza yichshar hazeuze, like is mentioned by Rabbi Akiva, you never know which students will thrive and be the conduit to the next generation. It takes different talents, different skill sets, different conditions. So he had many students, and he mentored them in Torah, and that's greatness, and it also has the practical level, as we're saying. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who ends up being the transition leader at the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, he was considered the least of these Talmidim. In the Beis Medrash, he ranked the least, so to speak. Yet, sometimes, from the least ranking, the needs of the generation were such that he was the person who emerged as the great leader. Yonasan ben Uziel is described as the greatest of them. On a practical level, we don't have his name that much. There's not that much that's attributed to him personally, except for the famous Targum, Yonasan ben Uziel, the explanation on Torah. And sometimes greatness is in Pashtus. Absolute greatness, clarity in Torah, is in the ability to simplify it to the point that it looks like it's just a translation. But he was the greatest among great people. And each one, obviously, has the contribution. We have the statement about Nevi'im as well. Harbin Nevi'im, there were many prophets, but only that which needed to be codified for generations was recorded, and beyond that, they were tzaddikim, they were great people, they had an impact in their generation, the zechusim omedes lo'ad, stay forever, not necessarily because we don't have a lot of statements from them. Does that indicate where they were in the hierarchy of greatness? Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.